The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
I'm Natalie Morris and welcome to The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Like the rest of the UK netball family, we will be taking part in the planned social media boycott from 3pm today until 11:59 on Monday the 3rd of May. Online abuse has no place in our game. This podcast, we take a look ahead to Super Netball in Australia starting this weekend and hear from some of our players who play in arguably the best league in the world. Jeeva was asked about how it feels to be one of the longest serving players in the league, and does it still pose a challenge?
It definitely does, actually. And I think for me, it's about trying to change it up. So I'll try and pick up new things during pre-season. So whether it's boxing or whether it's trying a different skill, just to keep myself engaged. And I think for me, it's not just about surviving through a season. It's about being better than I was. So it's trying to bring in a different physical attribute. It's trying to keep my mind switched on. And for me, that's sometimes being away from the netball court. So they're my little things, my little challenges. And then obviously my teammates around me, just trying to bring the best out of them is what excites me most and keeps me in the business.
Sigh of relief when Ash Brazel got through the footy season.
I think we all did, yeah. I went to every single game as well and I was like literally crossing my fingers. She's an absolute superstar and I'm lucky to also have her in leadership group alongside me. So looking forward to seeing what she does this season.
She was also asked what it's like in those games against Giants.
I don't know what's worse, because Joe's go-go gadget arms for that rebound are just as hard as her taking the two-point shot. So if either of you can just stay out of the circle, it'd be lovely.
And what are Jeeva's thoughts on Gabs and that continued inclusion of the two-pointer as part of the league?
I think the biggest thing for our shooters is the extra time that they've actually had at the post and just putting them away. And I think Gabs was definitely down on her percentage last year, although she was obviously better for us than any other shooter we had in our team. But she's been working really hard at that. And I think bringing her confidence that she had from VNL level into that SSM level. And I think during the preseason games has really put up some stellar two shots for us. And Khalifa is also a long bomb expert. So it's great to have those two in. But I think probably the biggest thing that we'll see from most teams is, do they actually bring on that specialist two-point shooter in that last five? And so that's where the dynamic changes for us as defenders in the back is, instead of just having one person that you can double up on, you now have to sort of split up and it just opens up that ring more. So I guess that's the exciting thing about changing up the game, and it kind of challenges your smarts, particularly in that last 5 minutes.
How important is the diversity of Magpies this season?
It's actually really nice. We were speaking about just the other day how diverse our team is, and obviously a very strong Caribbean flavour in there. And I think the important thing is that we kind of embrace and learn and hear their upbringing and their story. And we're actually going to be starting a new thing as the season goes on, where we actually hear from everybody and their route to netball, their journey. And I think it's important that we can celebrate that. So whether it's bringing in different food, just them explaining about how they brought up, how they went to school, little things like that. So for us, it's important that we celebrate that diversity, because I think that will be an added strength for us this year.
Jo Harton is back at Giants. What does she feel will be the most important factor to get them into the finals this year?
Yeah, if you know Julie Fitzgerald, missing out in finals isn't a fun thing to be in that team. But I think like the girls have said, that consistency, we saw the Vixens take on teams week after week and just play with that real steady style of netball. And I think we've got some real exciting youngsters coming up. They've established themselves internationally and in the domestic competition. So we just can't wait to step out on court now. We probably had one of our strongest pre-seasons to date. We dropped our last game to Collingwood, but other than that, we haven't dropped a game. So, yeah, just some really exciting times. We've got all 10 on the court, and we've had our training partners really putting in a massive shift in contribution as well. So a good pre-season, but we know that means nothing come round one, and it's all about, yeah, stepping out on that white line on Sunday against Adelaide and really bringing it.
And how did Jo feel that the loss of Caitlin Bassett will affect Giants in the season ahead?
Yeah, obviously, like, she's, you know, such an experienced player, and she brings a wealth of different skill and knowledge to the game. But I think our team this year has really tried to adapt to the way we play. We're really focusing on that kind of exciting brand of netball. We've been working super, super hard on our fitness in the off season. And, you know, Sophie Dwyer, she's 19 years old. She's been given that contracted 10 spot, and she's really stepping up to the plate. I think she's one of the most accurate shooters I've ever played with. So really excited to see what she can deliver this year.
Jo was also asked about her own personal goals outside of the team objectives.
I think probably for me, I'm going to chill on the two-point shot a little bit more this year. I think I didn't like the idea when it was introduced last year, but then I think a couple of times in those games, we kind of rushed the two-point shot. We tried to take too many. So for me, I might take a little step back this year. So defenders, you can just go and mark someone else. But yeah, we've got Sophie Dwyer, Kira Austin, you know, they're going to take the long bombs and I'll just be under the post for the rebound. Drills are not for me, all the way to the result.
At Swifts, Helen Housby and Nat Haythornthwaite return. She's been telling Swifts more about how preseason has been going for them.
We won back in 2019. That we just want that feeling all over again, and we're working so hard in preseason at the moment, leaving no stone unturned, and just super excited about what we're going to put out in 2021.
How did Helen go through preseason? How did Helen go through quarantine and that? Must have been easier, as you said, having her around going through the same thing at the same time?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, we would check in every day, like, what have you had for dinner today? Because obviously you get three meals dropped at the door. But yeah, no, we had each other, and that was really nice that we were going through it at the same time. And yeah, she absolutely flew through it. She's really good in that type of thing as well. So just getting on with it, head down, getting on with the job and waiting to get out.
And just looking ahead to the season, outside of the Swiss, obviously, who do you think are the biggest challenges for the title this year?
Well, obviously, sorry.
That's okay.
Stumbled me. I think obviously FIBA were really strong in 2020, so I'd love to have another crack at them, and they'll be a good force to be reckoned with. But I think everyone, to be honest, everyone wants that trophy at the end of the day. That's what you do as part of a team when you start in a pre-season. You're always looking to win the trophy and win the Premiership at the end. So I don't think they're like all teams are going to be a great matchup. It's going to be a huge contest, and I just can't wait to get started, to be honest.
Stacey Francis is back at West Coast FIBA. She was asked how she feels the season's going to turn out.
We have a really strong vision and some really strong deliverables on what we want to look like and to play like. And everybody is incredibly invested in that brand and has real great ownership of their individual accountability to stick to their role when we're out there on court. Everyone's incredibly invested and on the same page.
We've heard the news, you're even more heavily involved with the Netball Players Association. I mean, just tell us a bit about what that association means to you.
I think I definitely jumped at the opportunity to take a bit more of an active role within the NPA back in England. Having seen, I guess, how instrumental and important the Players Association is over here in Australia, netball is continuing to develop and grow and become more and more professional. And I think having a Players Association in England is an integral part of that progress. The players have an incredibly strong voice and are really important stakeholders in the game. And so I think to be able to take some of my learnings as a professional player over here in Australia and as a senior international back into pushing and developing the English game is really exciting and one that I really excited to be involved in.
You know, obviously, Australian netball, they named Stacey Marinkovic as the coach of the Diamonds. Do you think that has, you know, positively impacted you? Has that changed anything for you as a group to have that announcement?
I think when it got announced at the time, it was fantastic and it came, you know, a really good time because there had been several challenging moments across that week for the club, Ingrid Collier's ACL injury to name one. But like it generally has just been a coincidence. I know people associate our, I guess, our results and our shift in performance with that announcement because we came out and played an absolute blinder on the weekend. But I think everything about West Coast FIBA is growth and being better each time we step out there on court. And, you know, we didn't start the season poorly. We were missing a few things and we were figuring it out. And then when those things started to click and momentum shifted in our way, we have made sure that we've continued to run with that. But the club is obviously incredibly proud of and pleased for Stacey. And yeah, individually, it's a unique feeling to, I guess, have had a small bit of investment in who the next Diamonds coach was, because ordinarily I wouldn't care.
And we will be increasing our Super Netball coverage with more reaction from coaches and players than ever before. And this is pretty special as it's thanks to our friends at Netball Scoop. NetballScoop.com has all the latest from the games, and remember to sign up for their newsletter and join the forums too. We return next week with more from the Super League, and as always, we are online at thenetballshow.co.uk. And over on Twitter, our DMs are always open. We're at The Netball Show for news and information from your club. We would love to hear from you.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.